This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Syria is moving forces towards its northern border as Turkey continues its military offensive. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Syria's state news agency says troops have entered Tabqa as they move north against Turkish forces in the country. Tabqa had been run by the Islamic State group and is on the road to the city of Raqqa, which was IS's de facto capital until it lost both in 2017. The move towards Tabqa and nearby villages comes a day after Syria's Kurds say Syrian government forces had agreed to help them fend off Turkey's invasion. That's a major shift in alliances as US troops withdraw from the northern border area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Monday for the immediate de-escalation of the situation in northeastern Syria as the humanitarian situation rapidly worsens. Guterres did not call for the offensive to end, but he urged maximum restraint and said any military operation must fully respect international law, including the protection of civilians. Of the 3 million people living in northeastern Syria, the UN says 1.8 million were already in need of assistance before Turkey's incursion started last week. It's a busy week in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Today, Fiona Hill, a top former top National Security Council expert on Russia, testified to the House panels leading the investigation. On Thursday, Gordon Sondland, Mr. Trump's hand-picked ambassador to the European Union, will testify. According to the Washington Post, he's expected to tell Congress that a text message he sent reassuring another diplomat that there was no quid pro quo in their interactions with Ukraine was based on what he was told by the president. This is VOA News. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced Monday it awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics to three U.S.-based experts. Reuters' Nathan Frandino has more.
U.S.-based economist Esther Duflo made history on Monday when she became the second female winner of the Nobel Economics Prize and the youngest at 46 years old. She won it with her husband and fellow MIT colleague Abhijit Banerjee, as well as Harvard University researcher Michael Kramer, for their work on fighting poverty. The trio's work focuses on how poverty can be tackled by breaking it down into smaller and more precise questions. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, which awards the prize, said their work ranged from helping millions of school children to helping governments increase funding for preventative medicine.
That's Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. The British Parliament reopened today at the request of Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Queen Elizabeth made a speech outlining Johnson's legislative agenda. Francis McGuire reports.
A day of pomp and controversy in the Houses of Parliament as the UK's monarch delivers the so-called Queen's Speech. It was the highlight of a day of elaborate pageantry in Westminster, where Her Majesty gave details of more than 20 bills the government wants to enact in the coming year. But with Britain's politics in turmoil and Brexit still unresolved, many of these bills may never come to pass.
My government's priority has always been to secure the United Kingdom's departure from the European Union on the 31st of October.
The speech is now subject to several days of debate, ending with votes to approve it.
That's Francis McGuire reporting. Poland's conservative PIS party won the most votes in Sunday's election, thus securing a comfortable majority in parliament to govern for four more years. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has that.
A second term for PIS will likely bolster anti-immigration populists across the EU. The party has already shifted Poland's foreign policy away from the European mainstream and has led calls to take some powers away from Brussels. During the polarized campaign, the party cast the election as a choice between its traditional Catholic values and its opposition's liberal order that undermines family life. But opposition groups say the last 4 years of PIS rule have undermined the independence of the courts and forced public media to promote its agenda. Critics have also accused the party of fomenting homophobia.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. And I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.